Right, let's move on to this next one. The new, an all-new, all-electric community boat is being launched in Milton Keynes. The boat, which is almost silent, will take up to 12 passengers along the Grand Union Canal. The problem is, it still doesn't have a name. James Clifton is from the Bedford and Milton Keynes Waterway Trust and is on the line now. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, but before you ask the question, can I have a quick word with Executive Producer Ben about protocol?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I last spoke to Andy on air when down in Denham, when you did that amazing, epic canoe trip along the length of the Grand Union, and you were Admiral then. Do I still call you Admiral, or have you been promoted, or are you just Sir?
Rear Admiral? Is that a thing? Rear Admiral?
I'll take Admiral. Admiral. Yeah.
I mean, don't inflate his ego too much, James, but, you know, it's fine.
Okay.
James, I do remember you helped us greatly, because that was our first day, and already we were struggling, you know, lifting the canoe. Well, for a start, we had lost the canal. Ben had one job and he lost the canal. So flashbacks back then. But it's good to speak to you again, my friend.
Yeah, what you did was absolutely fantastic. Because this is a very different type of boat.
It is.
As you say, it's brand new. It's all electric. It's based on a standard 54-foot traditional narrowboat design. But what makes it absolutely outstanding is that it's all electric. The drivetrain, as they call it, is going to be electric, all run by batteries, which is absolutely fantastic. But the problem, and it is a bit embarrassing, picture the scene. We've got the marketing team, been working on this for months, all the planning, specifications, scheduling, marketing, promotion, and then somebody asks the embarrassing question, what's the name of the boat? And then there was the of the tumbleweed going through.
We haven't thought this one through.
Well, we were calling it MKCB for Milton Keynes Community Boat, but that's not a particularly exciting name. So what I'm asking, Andy, is for your help, whether you'd let me reach out to those wonderful BBC Three Counties Radio listeners, that creative bunch, to come up with some ideas.
Brilliant.
We've already had a few. Boaty, MK, Boatface, Jolly Roger, Blackbeard. No, they're okay. But what we want is some ideas that reflect the state of the art of this boat.
Okay.
Eco-friendly and located on the Milton Keynes part of the Grand Union Canal.
Okay, well, listen, our listeners are good at stuff like that. In touch for sure. All this talk about, you know, is about electric cars, and is this the direction of travel for canal boats as well, then?
Well, I think it should be. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. You know, you've got hardly anything in the way of the emissions, but I've got a confession to make. Can I just talk to you man-to-man, Andy?
Oh, of course you can, sir. No worries.
This isn't the first all-electric boat.
Okay.
Don't let anyone know that. The first one was built in 1888. It had got a carved figurehead of Lady Sophia and was decorated in white and gold with red velvet upholstery.
I can't promise
we're going to be like that, but we're still going to be state-of-the-art.
Does it need plugging in along the way, or does the battery last a long time?
We've got, I think, about 10 hours' worth of charge, and it'll be based at the brand-new Milton Keynes, the wharf at... the wharf at Campbell Park, and there's a massive socket, so we can recharge it overnight, ready for the cruises the next day.
You should see the size of the plug. And it can get 12 people on board as well, yeah?
Yes, we can, and it'll also be fully accessible. So there'll be an access lift for wheelchair users and all the lavatory provision and so on. And we're looking at a range of trips when we launch it formally in spring of next year. 1-3.5 hour cruises, everything from a Wednesday walk, so you can glide one way and walk back, or vice versa. Friday afternoon, chill out cruises. Friday evening, fish and bubbles. Sunday afternoon, cream teas. Or bespoke charters, whatever it takes, floats
Love
your
it.
Boat.
And do you know what? It is the most beautiful thing to be on the canal. No, just sailing by, waving at the people. It's love, very, very relaxing. Listen, already people are coming in, texting in with potential names. We've even got someone on the line. Now, James, I know you may not be used to this, but you've got to be ruthless, my friend. We're going to names. Some of them are going to be good. Some of them are going to be rubbish, right?
Can I give you an email address, Andy, just before you do?
Yeah, give us the email address first, will you?
So we've got until the 9th of January, and it's boatname@bmkwaterway.org.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so they can email you directly with names. But I've got Sheila in St Albans, right? She's called up with a suggestion. Now, just with Sheila, be firm, James. Be firm with Sheila.
Be firm and ruthless.
Okay. Right, okay. Good morning to you, Sheila.
Good morning to you all. Good morning. How about a name, a female type name, Electra?
Ooh, I like that.
Electra. I tell you what, Sheila, you might have hit the nail on the head there straight away. That's a good one. Cheers,
yeah,
Sheila.
Fantastic.
That's a good one. Electra. That's quite
yeah,
a good idea.
I should say it's not a competition. There are no prizes, but we're just really, really keen to hear from people. But I must admit that shot up to about number five or number four in my list already.
Does it have to be a female name?
It's traditional, but we've got a sister boat over at Bedford on the Great Ouse, and that's the John Bunyan. So there is precedent for a male name.
OK. James in Gerrard's Cross came up with Lecky Lucy.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, see, I tell you what, I told you, our listeners are good at this, James. Now, will there be a, like, a naming ceremony? I mean, will you get somebody, some royalty down with some champagne and stuff like that?
Well, we've still got an awful lot of planning to do in advance of that, but that sounds like a really good idea, and I think the idea of some bubbles is very tempting, isn't it?
James, you had me at hello. So once again, what's that email address if people want to get in touch with you directly?
It's boatname@bmkwaterway.org, and they've got until Saturday the 9th of January.
OK, and just before I let you go, James, you mentioned Bedford has a community boat as well. So is this a bit of competition between Milton Keynes and Bedford?
Oh, I'd like to think it's a sister boat. So we are joined at the hip. It's a much bigger boat. They can take 50 passengers, so it's a very different. But, you know, we're unique in our own way, and we've got the electric advantage over them.
It's not going to end up in an Armada situation, is it? You know what I mean? Repel borders and all that.
Well, part of the reason that we're raising funds for the boat is not only to provide a community facility, but also to promote the Bedford to Milton Keynes link. So we could find a canal or a waterway built between the Grand Union and the River Great Ouse in the future, and we'd meet in the middle and have that jousting competition.
Oh, I'm so there. James, lovely to speak to you as always, my friend. Speak to you soon.
My pleasure.
Cheers, James. If you've got a name that you think that I've got a perfect name for this electric boat, then get in touch with us now. 81333. Start your message with 3CR. Sheila, I've got to be honest with you, love. I think he liked your name. I think he liked that. No, not your name, Sheila. No. I mean, there's nothing wrong with your name, Sheila. Sheila's a lovely name. It's not a great name for a boat. No.
Well,
it's a great name for a boat.
You dig that hole for yourself,
my friend.
I mean,
you know what?